Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Skip Judsa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson strikes out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Skip Judsa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judsa hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Harrelson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cranepool. Cedeno reaches second base with a double. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Seaver, and towards Harrelson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0 for 1 in the game. Jutza hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver bunts towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Helms covering, for the out. Harrelson moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cedeno hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzger moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wilson. Jones moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Astros. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0 for 2 in the game. Jutza strikes out. Two outs. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner takes first base on ball four. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Milner moves to second. Two outs. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Tom Seaver. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Buzz Capra now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Metzger bunts in front of the plate. Hodges fields it and throws to first for the out. Wynn moves to second. One out. Cesar Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cittino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cittino is walked intentionally. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Watson strikes out. There goes Wynn. The throw from Hodges and Wynn is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing left field. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 3 in the game. Milan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into left field. Crane Poole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a line drive into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Gallagher now playing center field. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Martinez pinch runs for Ed Cranepool. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Milner strikes out. two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Donhan pinch runs for Ron Hodges. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Bud Harrelson. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Han moves to second. It's Astros, 1, Mets, 1. George Stone pinch runs for Jim Beauchamp. Willie Mays pinch hits for Buzz Capra. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Han moves to third. Stone moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ted Martinez now playing shortstop. Willie Mays now playing center field. Duffy Dyer now catching. Harry Parker now pitching. Cleon Jones now PLA. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0 for 3 in the game. Jutza strikes out. One out. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez misplays the ball. That's an error on Martinez. Wynn moves to second. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 4 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 4 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez misplays the ball. That's an error on Martinez. Agee moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0 for 4 in the game. Jutza hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Milner hits a fly ball into left field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jesús Alou pinch hits for Don Wilson. Jesús Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim York now pitching. Harry Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to second. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 5 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays scores. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.